Hi, Gone Wild Audio. It's been a while, but everyone's finally fucked off long enough that I have the place to myself. I don't know for how long, so I have to take advantage, right? I'm just getting home. I was out at the bar with some friends. Kind of set the scene. And I'm in a black dress. It's off the shoulder and really fitting on the top and pretty low cut too. And the bottom is a little looser, comes out a little, leaves just enough to the imagination. But it's like mid-thigh maybe, and I just love it. So I went out with some friends, and there was this guy at the bar, and he kept looking over at me, and I swore I knew him somewhere. I recognized him, like, just slightly. I knew I'd seen him somewhere, and I'm looking back, and, you know, maybe it's going on for 30 minutes that I just can't keep my eyes off him, and there was something about him. Had to, you know, get to know him a little bit, and luckily he came over. One of my friends knew him, and he came over, and, you know, he was really friendly, but he was standing really close, and, you know, finding reasons to touch me. And I was finding ways to bend over in front of him. And, you know, just sneak touches and look at him. And we were definitely on the same page. And, you know, kind of talking to everybody around us, but, like, really focused on each other, too. And I'm not that kind of girl. Generally, I don't usually go home with someone, or, but I knew I had to go with him. I knew there was no way I'd be able to help myself this particular night. Everybody started leaving, and I had driven with a friend, and he offered to take me home. Of course, I said yes. Before we left, I went to the bathroom to freshen up, and I was just so excited. Had to get my hands on myself just for a minute to hold me over until, you know, we got to my place, or got to his place probably. And it was full. It was full of people in the bathroom, and it was so hard to be quiet with my hand on my dress. Really close to coming. I stopped, let my dress fall down, and went back out. And I like to tease myself a little bit. So I went out with him and, you know, said my goodbyes to my friends. We got in his car, and I don't know if I thought we were gonna even make it out of the parking lot. As soon as my door closed, I was on top of him. Just making out, straddling his lap, grinding down on him. I want to be smart, but he just turned me on so much. He called me his good girl. He took my wrists behind my back and pulled me down onto him a little more, so it felt so good. I wasn't wearing any panties. It's like I knew something was gonna happen. He finally takes one of his hands and reaches down to touch me, and I promise, as soon as his fingers touched me, I came right away. Immediately. I was so ready. It was borderline embarrassing. But it felt so good. But I hadn't gotten a chance to get my hands on him yet, and I just didn't want to wait any longer. And I, you know, slipped off his lap and dropped down to my knees in front of him, and luckily there was enough space. He had a truck. Undid his pants, pulled them down, just started teasing him with my mouth and my hands, and nuzzling him and kissing him. I just wanted to take my time and really enjoy it. And when I got his boxers off, my mouth literally watered. I just couldn't wait to get my mouth on him. It was such a primal thing. I've never experienced that before. Licking him and kissing him. No part of him was untouched. I just was all over. He had his hand in my hair. I love that. I wanted to take him in my mouth now and feel him in my throat. I did just so slowly, just the head, and licking underneath, and just a little at a time. And his legs were like trembling at this point. Like I can feel them, and his hand is getting really tight in my hair. And see how close he is. And I take him all the way in, just so slowly. And I'm looking at him. My eyes are so wide, and I'm looking up at him. Looking at me, and I swallow around him, and I feel him start to come and hold my head there and fuck my face. Perfect. And I swallowed every last drop. I didn't waste any. Oh, it was the hottest thing ever. And then I asked him to bring me home. I told you I'm not that kind of girl, and I had already crossed so many lines, and I didn't know if I could go any further with him. And I found out he works in my hospital, so I don't know if I'm gonna see him again. I was excited to have an excuse to meet up again, do this all over again. So he just dropped me home. When I realized that I was home alone, came straight to my bed, stripped down to nothing, and spread out. My fingers. Yeah. I want to come again, thinking about his cum in my mouth and his hand in my hair. I'll be sure and update you guys on what ends up happening. I hope you all have a good night.